back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest grew up in Lake Oswego. Been around football for his whole adult life and adolescence as well. Linfield University, Mississippi State, Texas State, James Madison, Brett Elliott coming to Lewis and Clark and becoming the 12th head football coach in the history of the school. He left Linfield where he played as a player and served two stints as a coach. He has been Linfield's offensive coordinator the last 6 years. Now he is in the big office at Lewis and Clark. Brett Elliott joining us now. Congratulations, man.
Hey, thanks, John.
Now, your phone has to blow up when this gets out and this goes public, and you know so many people. But you also have to start thinking about putting a roster together and doing all the things you need to do. You're probably not even out the door at Linfield yet. Like, what is the last 48 hours been like for you?
Well, I want to apologize to all the unread and unresponded to congratulations texts, because you're exactly right. It's blown up, but there's a lot of work to do. So I'll get back to all you people who have been so kind in reaching out.
I'm in
office now here. I'm working day one here at Lewis and Clark and up on Palatine Hill and loving it.
Can you, like, I know why Lewis and Clark is hiring you. You've had success. You've got proof of performance. You're coming from a winning program. How much of the Linfield University experience are we going to see kind of parlayed into what you're doing at Lewis and Clark?
You'll see a lot. You'll see a lot in terms of, obviously, the schematics on the field, but then also how we're going to build our culture and build our program. Linfield's had a tremendous success. Had a great time there. Learned a lot there. Coach Smith's got a great program, and they're going to take a lot of what they do well and try to implement it here, as well as what I learned from Coach Mullen at Mississippi State and Coach Corey at Lake Oswego High School, and try to take the things that I felt they do the best and combine them all here to make Lewis and Clark a conference champion.
College football obviously undergoing some massive changes up at the D1 level, and how is that trickling down to D3? What did you see at Linfield last year, and what's happening now?
Yeah, I think it's widened our recruiting pool. I think there are more kids that we're able to recruit that maybe 5-10 years ago that we wouldn't be able to get, because the rosters are getting pretty full, and there's a lot of transfers going back and forth and taking up spots. So it's definitely increased the talent level, the Division III level. Now, at the same time, it's given guys opportunity at Division III level who maybe were under-recruited or overlooked to show out, and possibly we've had a couple guys at Linfield that ended up getting a scholarships at Division I after a couple of years. So it goes both ways. Obviously, you hate to see that as a coach, but lose a good player. But at the same time, if the kid's going to get his school paid for and he's earned it and the school wants him, then I don't see anything wrong with that. The times I have, the issues I think that a lot of coaches have these days is the searching and always searching for the grass is greener, and maybe not really taking an opportunity to think about the situation they're going into and if they're really wanted there, but they just want to stay there on the portal and say they want to go somewhere else because they see their friends doing it. So that's, I don't think it's as cut and dry as the transfer portal is terrible. It's a bad idea, or it's a good idea. I think there's good things about it, and there's negative things about it.
Brett Elliott is our guest, Lewis and Clark's new head football coach. He was the 2005 National Player of the Year at Linfield University, where he played quarterback and then went on to call plays there. Brett, there's part of what's happening at the D1 level that I don't like, and a lot of people don't like, and feels less and less like the college football we knew. Can you still find that with D3? Did you find the joy at Linfield last season?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's in talking to the staff here. You got, essentially, I like to say, the Division III is like if you enjoyed your high school experience, it's like that on steroids. And that you still have that camaraderie. You still have that ambiance of what a great high school program's like, where it's tight knit. And I haven't been at the Division I level for a few years, but I imagine it's a little bit chaotic. But we're able to maintain that here.
You'd mentioned staff. How are you constructing the staff at Lewis and Clark?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've done, to be honest, they've done an incredible job the last couple of years. Coach Bushman did a great job, and Coach Losey, of getting this program in the right direction and going 4-3 and becoming a competitive team in the conference. And so coming in, didn't see much reason to change what they were doing in terms of staffing. So the guys are met with them and really smart, driven young coaches that I'm really excited to work with.
The kinds of kids, like, if you got kids who are going to hear the podcast of this interview or maybe listening live, Lewis and Clark football under Brett Elliott, what kind of kid are you looking for?
Oh, we want a competitor. We want kids that play multiple sports. I think Marcus Freeman had a great quote the other day talking about the humility it takes to, to paraphrase, the humility it takes to go to another sport as a kid in high school if you're a star and go compete and be the backup or be the role player. Mm-hmm. And obviously you want humble kids coming into your program wanting to work. So we want guys that want to compete in everything they do, everything we do, whether it's a weight room, whether it's a classroom, whether it's trying to get internships, whether obviously it's on the football field. We want guys that want to compete, that have length to be developed. We're going to be a strong developmental program, took that from Linfield and Mississippi State. We're building it from the ground up, get the guys in, have an unbelievable weight program, and get guys, recruit guys that have tools that we can develop them. And so those are we want competitors and guys that have tools to develop. And those are the two kind of main things that we want to see.
I want to ask you a little bit. You spent 3 years at University of Utah. I saw, mm-hmm. When I tweeted that you got the job at Lewis and Clark, there were a lot of Utes fans who were like, hey, that's our guy. What did you get out of that experience at Utah?
I loved it. I mean, I love the community. I love the school. It was really a situation. Some people transfer because they're not happy. I was happy as hell. I loved it. I loved the coaching staff. Obviously, I ended up working for my quarterback coach for a few years later on, Dan Mullen. And it was hard to leave. I guess it was just a competitor in me that wanted to play and compete. I knew, obviously, Alex Smith was pretty good, and I turned out to be right on that one. So wanted to compete, and it was hard to leave. It was tough. Made a lot of good friends there, and it's still tight with the Musts. That's the student crew there in the stadium. And so I think very fondly of my time at Utah and the people in Utah.
When you were at Mississippi State, you first come in as a GA, graduate assistant, and then mm-hmm. offensive quality control, and then the quarterback's coach. And while you're mm-hmm. there, you get to work with Dak Prescott. You get to work with Nick Fitzgerald, two really talented guys, right? And in an offense that was really moving the ball. What's the difference in coaching a guy like Dak Prescott and maybe, this last year at Linfield? You were working with a really good group of quarterbacks there, but how different is the coaching with those two things?
I don't think it's that different, John. I really don't. Obviously, scheme-wise, in terms of, Nick Fitzgerald was a great runner. The guy we had last year, Luke McNabb, he's kind of our running quarterback. And then we had Blake. So it's a little bit more scheme specific in terms of how you coach them. But personality-wise, you got to get to know the guys. And everybody's ticks, everything. Everybody's different. Everybody's got a different personality, different things that make them go. And so you got to really tap into that. And, Dak was kind of a goofy guy. He liked to mess around where – last year, Blake was a little more serious, so you got to kind of adapt to their personality and let them flourish.
It's such a good story. Brett, I don't know if you're aware of this, but, I mean, it's just such a good story to see a kid go from Lake Oswego to have the career as a player and then, to watch you in coaching and now see you with your own program and your own thing. I mean, does that hit you when you're sitting in the office and you hang the phone up and you kind of look around and you're like, okay, this is my thing now?
It does, especially because I grew up, the Lewis and Clark butts up to Tryon Creek. My backyard butted up to Tryon Creek. I'd play war and tag in those woods all growing up, and now I'm right back here. And so able to get my kids hopefully doing the same thing and love this area. obviously I have a strong affinity for the Lake Oswego football program and that community, having spent my childhood there. So I do have to pinch myself, you know, a couple times. We're really excited about it. Obviously, my wife's got her home organization business, Be Organized. There you go. Got to give that shout out. So her, most of her clients are up in the Portland, Vancouver area. And so her commute's been brutal the last 5 years. And so this will help her out. And then with the rise in travel sports, because nobody wants to play rec leagues anymore. So all of our tournaments, there's not many tournaments in Amity and Dayton and Minnville, so we come up to Portland and Vancouver every weekend, so it's going to be a great thing for our family as well.
All right, what's the organized company again that your wife has? What is it?
Be Organized, yeah. So if you you're overwhelmed, you have a garage,
yeah,
you have a kid's room, and you're just stressed out and you want some bees to come in and clean it up and organize it, beorganized.com.
All right, so let me ask you this: Are you naturally an organized person, or is the order in your home your wife?
Oh no! Well, she'll kill me for this, but yeah, we don't put our home on pictures for the Bjorg. she has gotten me more organized over the years. She's very good.
Well, I'm looking at the website. And it's a phenomenal idea. Like, you know what I mean? Come on in. Because everybody listening's got a room or a garage where they're going, I don't want people to see this, you know? And
yeah, they're embarrassed. You know, we keep it private. It's not a she's done some NFL players, some, you know, she's done the NBA. She's got it going. So
I love it.
Yeah, really proud of her in that sense.
I love it. All right, Brett Elliott, keep up the good work. It'll be fun to see what you do with that program. We'd love to get you back on when the season comes around. And I'm assuming you're interested in local kids, right? I mean, aren't there a number of kids in the state of Oregon that could come play for you?
Oh, yeah. PIL, TRL, yep. We're going to hit those up heavy. So we want local kids, obviously, being local. We want to keep them home.
Brett Elliott. On his way now at Lewis and Clark. Thanks, man. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, John. Love what you've done over the years. Paul, just since I was a kid, really appreciate what you do for the community.
Well, you're making me feel old now, but same for you, man. I think our timelines line up because I remember you kind of always being around, and I followed you, and it's just a great story. It's great to see you back, and great to see you in a position where you can do some big things.
Yeah, appreciate it, John.
All right, take care. There he goes. Brett Elliott. He is now at Lewis and Clark. And you know what? I tweeted it out. You know, I got tipped off that he was leaving Linfield and that Lewis and Clark had hired him, and I tweeted it out. And the Utah fans, man, they jumped all over it. And then some negative Nellies on social media were like, Lewis and Clark has a football program. D3. And if I'm Linfield, I'm looking over going, okay, now, like, you know, this is good, but there's been some really good football played at that level in this state. Linfield has done a lot of it, but Lewis and Clark has got itself a coach with some proof of performance. It'll be fun to see what Brett Elliott does. All right, coming up, our big splash. What is it? Stick around, find out.